Thank you for joining us. And now, for all of your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill. And, whoa, what a night it is. The rain came through earlier, and it looks like it has blown on. It's gone. The temperatures have cooled off. We've got a near-capacity crowd on the home side. Vikings and their crimson jerseys, crimson pants, those crimson helmets. As we send our receivers back deep, it's going to be number 4, Tyson Harris, and number 21, that is Alex Brown. Kicking for the Titans is Abdu Sarr.
Yeah, number 31, Abdu Sarr. We saw him warming up in pregame warm-ups, and he looks to have a pretty good leg. Good punter. Not sure about his overall place kicking. We'll see how that goes if they get the opportunity, but his punts look pretty good. And we'll see how he does here on the kickoff. I know that Alex Brown and Tyson Harris hope they get an opportunity to maybe return something here.
I know they do. They'll set the ball down on the near hash mark. For you folks listening on the radio, this is a north-south end zone, and we are on the west side. And the Titans will be kicking toward that north end zone. We do have play clocks, a 25-second clock on either end of the field. That, I believe, is now mandatory for all 6A schools to have. It's not mandatory?
I'm not sure. It's coming very close. I think most of the 6A schools do have them, though.
We are getting ready. The official, the referee, gives the chop, blows his whistle, and we're waiting on Sarr as he approaches the ball. Left-footed kicker. Wibbly kick. Taken by Hobbs, number 12 at the 18. He's across the 20. 25 gets hit. He goes down up at the 27-yard line. That's where all Vikings will take over first and 10. Tackled by Marquise Phelps, number 25. And they'll set the ball down on the 27-yard line. Vikings will be going from left, actually 27-and-a-half. Vikings will be going. Bill does not like that. I like doing it. I work with a bunch of bankers, so. LaXavier Patterson will start at quarterback. We are in the wing tee. Harris at one wing back. Copeland at the other. Harrison comes in motion towards the press box. Give it to Harris around the right side. Behind those Sons of Thunder, he's across the 30, up to the 31, to 32. Looks like he picked up about 6 yards on that carry. Should be second and 4, tackled by Jordan Bennett. A 6'1", 190-pound senior. Again, ball on the near hash mark. We send Hobbs to the far side as wide receiver. Now Copeland in motion to the left. Pitch out around the left side. He's got the corner. He's across the 40, the 45, the 50 by one man, two, still on his feet. They won't bring him down until he gets inside Titan territory all the way down. It looks built to the 39-yard line. Tackled by Jahala Neal.
About a 48-yard run for Dez Copeland, and the Vikings have switched the ends of the field now. 48 yards.
They moved
28,
down.
I'm sorry.
They move the ball now to on the far hash mark. Titans in a five-man front. Patterson rolls right, looks downfield, lobs it down. Tyson Harris makes the catch at the 25. They run him out of bounds about the 23-yard line. That's enough for a first down.
Nice little lob play by LaXavier Patterson. Just not a lot on it, just a little lob over the defense. And Tyson Harris just makes a really soft catch.
They send Jenkins to the far side. 5-man front. Actually, a 4-man front, 2 linebackers on the outside. Oh, the ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground where 2 running backs ran into each other. Ball's on the ground. The official steps in.
Yeah.
Trying to see. And
it was Tyson Harris and Dez Copeland just ran into each other. It was a cross butt reverse. And the handoff was to the first back, given to the second back. We were lucky that the ball bounced into the air that we were able to recover, Wes.
Bill, we lose 4 yards on it, so it'll be second and 14 back at the 27-yard line. Patterson under center. He's got Harrison motion towards us. He gives it to Harris. No,
Regal.
He doesn't. Gives it to the fullback. And nobody will touch Louis Regal as he goes into the end zone from 27 yards out. Touchdown Vikings.
And I see you, Louis Regal.
That's about time you said it, buddy.
Louis Regal has come in relief of Ahmad Snead so far after the first game, and he has just had phenomenal outings as he's been out there. This time, right down the gut. What a great run by Louis Regal, as nobody really touched him as he dives into the end zone. Six for the Vikings.
Deacon Anderson on for the long snap. He's over the ball. Belcher to hold. Will we swing the gate? Are they going to take it outside? Yep, we're going outside with it.
Nobody lined up outside.
And Harris takes off. There's a flag on the play. But Harris was into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Bill, explain that to our listeners, what we're looking for when they come out like that.
Well, what happens is the bulk of that extra point team lines up to the left. Only the center and the kicker really line up back-to-back. And if no one lines up to the outside of the sideline, we're going to pitch it, and we're going to run to the corner. And that's what we did on that case, but we did get called for a penalty, probably an illegal shift.
Guys, they got us. What we had there is all of our line on that far left was actually a yard or so off the ball.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, illegal formation.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. Waiting on the snap. There's the ball. High snap. Gets it down. Hart's kick into it. Up. And it's good. 10:30 to go. Vikings lead 10:30 in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. Back after this. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Nick Hart setting to kick off. Back deep is Marcus Terry and Quanderman Sloan. Sloan on our side. Hart kicks it toward that coffin corner. Well, Terry will take it at the 2. He's across the 5. The 10. It gets hit and goes down at the 10-yard line. That's just the way Coach designed it. Tackle by Xavier Jenkins, number 6. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Vikings, they ran 5 plays, went 73 yards, ran 1 minute and 30 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 20-yard touchdown run by Louis Regal. Vikings do lead 7-0 with 10 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you for that page heating and air drive update. These numbers are going to be hard to see. White jerseys and those numbers blend in so good, so I'm going to need some help from Bill. They're in the wishbone. Quarterback gives it to the tailback, looking for a hole around the right side. Nothing there. Cuts back, reverses his field, gets a block on the corner, and gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up a first down as he gets across the 20. That's Marcus Terry on the carry. We don't see the wishbone very often.
Yeah. Looked like number 72, Dakota Ware, finally brings him down, but that was a big run.
He came to the press box side of the field, nothing there, and then had to scramble backward, go back the other way, and picked up 12 yards and a first down. Out to the 20 to be first and 10 from the 23-yard line. Newman at the quarterback, throws the ball out in the flats, catch made by number 1, Terry. Terry gets hit almost immediately, but it'll pick up. Bill, about 5 yards, should be second and 5, tackled in there by Brian Bell.
Yeah, in the backfield that time, you had number 20, DeVale McClendon, and then, like I said, number 1, Marquise Terry comes out in a little flare.
Newman at the quarterback. He's got a man right behind him. 2 receivers far side, 2 near side. We're in a 4-man front. There's a snap. Looks again, throws out in the flat. Nice catch made by number 9, Danya Vaughn. A 6'1", 170-pound senior. And, Bill, that'll be a third down. 9:23 to go here. First quarter, Vikings leading 7-0. It will be 3rd and 3. Ball on the near hash mark. Titans send trips to the far side. 2 receivers near side, empty backfield. We're showing 5-man front. Ball overthrown. Intended for Quanderman Sloan. Alex
Brown, yeah, that's quarterback, number 7.
Number 7, Joseph Newman. A ball intended for Sloan, incomplete. So it'll be 4th and 3. And after picking up that first down on their first rush,
their kicker, kicker's number 31. That is Abdu Sarr. He's their punter as well.
Standing back at the 15. Back deep is Tyson Harris, standing at our 40. 9 minutes to go here, first quarter. High snap. Left foot gets it away, and it will hit and go out of bounds. And
it's somewhere close to the 50. I'm not sure where they're going to actually mark it. They're still marking down, walking down the line here.
Now they mark it down, Bill, at our 48-yard line where Vikings will take over with 8:53 to go here in the first quarter, leading 7-0. Here comes Austin Dixon.
Well, obviously, Marquise Terry is going to be their go-to guy. He is a phenomenal run there in that first series for the Titans. Now let's see what their defense can do after our Vikings just marched it down the field the last series.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, Dixon in the shotgun. Brings Hobbs in motion. Gives it to Copeland right up the middle. There's a hole. Nobody there. Runs over. He runs over two linebackers and the official.
Yeah, the umpire right there, of course, is part of the field. But I tell you what, Dez just hit him square on. He's okay. Puts his hat on, ready to go. But that's a first down.
But he also had two linebackers that Copeland was pushing backwards.
Where they're marking is going to be just short of the first down.
It was going to be at the 41. Again, in the shotgun. They're in a five-man front. Linebacker right up the middle. Throw out the flats to Hobbs. Makes the catch, trying to get away from one man, two. Reverses field downfield, trying to get those yardage back. And we'll lose a couple of yards. But Hobbs, it would have been a lot more had he just gave up where he got a, made first contact at. But he didn't. He tried to make something out of nothing and saved us a couple of yards.
Yeah, he was able to come in reverse field, as you said, go around the left side. Now it's going to be third and a long two, it looks like.
Yep. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Dixon in a shotgun. Titans, four-man front. Linebacker on a blitz, and there's a whistle.
Timeout, Lowndes. With that, we'll take a 30-second timeout with them. Vikings lead 7-0 here in the first quarter. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. It will be third and a long two, short three for the Vikings. It was Drew that called that timeout, not the Vikings' official first signal. It was Lowndes. 7:46 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. We got two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Austin Dixon in the shotgun where he has been all night. Up back, and he's got Dez Copeland to his right. Titans in a four-man front. Three linebackers. He rolls right, throws out, makes a catch by number 15. Down the sidelines, gets out of bounds, somewhere around the 30-yard line. That is Jacob Burt with the catch, and that will be enough for way more than we needed for a first down. As we get down inside their 30, in fact, they're going to mark it down at on the right on the 30-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on the radio dial again. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, same set. Austin looks to the sidelines, calls an audible, steps back in the shotgun, moves Copeland up now to his left. He gives it to Copeland around the right side. What a hole! There goes Dez Copeland by one man, two. Gets a guy at the 15 into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Dez Copeland. What an open hole. And, I mean, he made a quick cut to the inside of the field. The defender on the outside slipped down, had no chance of getting to him. And what a great run by Dez Copeland as this offensive line is just having their way against the defensive line of Drew.
Guys, that was a great block out here on the edge.
Marty, we thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Here comes that swinging gate. Anderson to snap, Belcher to hold, Hart to attempt the extra point. There's the ball down, kicks up. It's good with that. Vikings lead 14-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Nick Hart sent the kickoff. Vikings leading 14-0. 7:32 to go here in the first. Ball on the far hash mark. High kick. Taken by Terry at the 8. He comes our way, turns, flips, gets up, and we tackle him at the 11-yard line, maybe the 12, Bill, and then on the tackle was Jalen Marable. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
That last drive for the Vikings, they ran four plays, went 51 yards, ran 1 minute and 22 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 33-yard touchdown run by Dez Copeland. Vikings do lead 14-0 with 7 minutes, 25 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
And we thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive update. Titans going from right to left on the radio dial. Two receivers near side, single two receivers far side. Newman in the shotgun with a running back right behind him. That's Terry. takes a snap. Play action, throws across the middle. Oh! They had a streaking receiver, Bill. That was number 17.
But you saw who the ball hit, right?
Yep.
Ball the umpire again.
And that was Bryson Duckworth. That's a big young'un. 6'4", 215-pound junior. And he was wide open coming.
We're going to start calling the umpires now. He's playing as much defense.
That stops the clock with 7:17 to go here in the first. The Vikings leading 14-0. Twins to the press box side. Single receiver far side. They give it to the running back. As he crosses the line of scrimmage, that's Terry. He'll get maybe 2 yards as he's tackled by Kendrick Clemens.
That'll bring up third down and 9 now for the Drew Titans.
Titans, three receivers near side, single receiver far side. We go to a four-man front. Newman drops straight back, looking. No place to start to run. Ball comes out. Vikings fall on it at the 19.
It's Jalen Marable with the recovery.
Newman dropped back. Nothing there. Looking. Great coverage downfield. Took off running. Got hit. And the ball came out, and they'll mark him down. I said at the 19. Okay, 19 and a half.
Yeah, Jalen Marable was there. As soon as the ball hits the ground, he's on top of it. Vikings take over. It's first down and 10. And looking to put some more points on the board quickly right here.
Patterson, as coach has done all season so far, alternating his quarterbacks. Regal at fullback. Harris and Copeland, the running back. We're in that standard wing tee. Ball on the far hash mark. Left or right on your radio dial. Looking at a five-man front as Copeland goes in motion. Around the left side, he's got the ball, turns the corner, turns upfield, runs over one man, two, has the first down as he gets inside the 10, down to the 5, Bill. And we'll have first and goal from the 4, tackled by Henry Gallen.
Yeah, he just got him by the shoestring and tackled him.
As Copeland turned the corner, he was quickly able to spread those shoulders and turn upfield. That's first and goal from the 4. Ball at the far hash mark. For Gall at fullback. Five-man front for the Titans. And we give it to Regal right up the middle. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. And I believe that's all where he's met there by Mario Beatty. A 5'10", 220-pound junior. As he stops Regal at the line of scrimmage. Actually says he loses 2 yards, so it'll be second and 6. Play comes in from the sideline. 6 minutes to go when the ball snaps now. Here in the first quarter, Vikings leading 14-0, but we're threatening again. Copeland again in motion. Around the left side, cuts back inside, drops into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
That left side of the offensive line, Wes, is just having their way. And that's where these guys have been able to run, right on the tail end of these guards and tackles, as they are just manhandling the defensive line for the Drew High Titans. Dez Copeland with another Viking touchdown. It's 20-0 awaiting the extra point now with 5:56 left in the first quarter.
Anderson, the long snapper, over the ball, looking at that swinging gate. And Bill, they've left it open on the outside. What will Coach do?
He says, no, there's two that stacked the outside that time.
Hart to attempt the extra point. Belcher to hold. There's a snap, balls down, kicks up. It's good. 5:56 to go here, first quarter. Vikings 21, Drew nothing. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high end over end kick, taken at the 5, dropped, picked up by Terry. Terry across the 5 to 10. He is Sloan on the carry. Sloan across the 10. They'll pull him down at the 12 for the Titans will take over first and 10. Let's go to Terry Biddle. Taylor Biddle. Y'all got me talking too fast.
That drive for the Vikings went 3 plays, 19 yards, ran 47 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 5-yard touchdown run by number 33, Dez Copeland. Vikings lead 21-0 with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Sorry about that, Taylor.
You were looking at Terry and Marquise Terry. All right,
here come the Titans. Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Now they send number 2, that's Sloan, to the far side. There's a snap, looking, no way to go. Newman with it on the carry as he gets across the 15 up to the 16, and he's tackled in there by Kendrick Clemens.
Kedrick Clemens, and of course that is a familiar name and number as he's wearing his older brother's Josh Harvey Clemens.
Newman picks up three on the carry, second and seven, the ball out to the 22.5-yard line. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Again to Terry, right up the middle. And he'll get up to about the 18 where he's tackled by Brian Bell. Bill, it's going to be third and about 0-6 from there with 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0.
Well, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Joseph Smith, number 51, and Michael Wright also in there on those tackles. These guys, this defensive line is occupying the offensive line of Drew.
They got trips stacked over here on the near side, single receiver far side. Again, they give it to the tailback. He's got a hole, spins and turns, runs over two or three. Vikings had to get the first down all the way out across the 30, build up to the 32-yard line where he's finally tackled by Nate Brantley.
Yeah, when he gets ahead of steam coming through that line, that Marquise Terry has got power.
He does, and some speed. Again, trips near side, single receiver far side. One back. Give it right to Terry. No, the quarterback keeps it. Around the corner, turns, picks up about 2, maybe 3 yards as he gets up to the 35. Tackled again by Brian Bell.
Yeah, Brian Bell on the outside, just able to get a shoestring and bring him down. Really, I was with the running back as well. That was a great fake by Joseph Newman.
Newman sends three receivers to the far side, and he stacks them. Single receiver near side. Again, gives it to Terry. Terry hitting the backfield, gets by one man, two. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and a half a yard, and that's all where he's tackled today by Corbion White. 4:10 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. It will be third and, about six, maybe a short seven for the Titans. Again, they stack three receivers on the hash mark on the far side. Newman looking to pass. There comes the rush. Goes out in the flats. Catch made by one man, two. It's going to be close to the first down, but there is a flag on the play on the near side. And usually when you see that, you're looking at ineligible receiver downfield.
Yeah, or a hold back there. They where they tackled him is going to be short of the first down marker. So if it is against Drew, then we would have that option to maybe decline it, leave it fourth and about a yard.
It is a hold against Drew.
They'll probably mark that off. Go ahead and take that 10 yards, put them back in a third and long situation.
And they'll come back to where it went, where it was at. Was at the 36.
Mark it all the way back to the 26.
So instead of being third and about six, it's going to be third and 16 with 3:47 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. Newman has two receivers far side, two near side, keeps both backs in the backfield with him. We've got a five-man front. Now we back out to just a four. Drops straight back in the pocket. There comes the rush. Throws across the middle. Catch made. And that was by big number 17, Brian Duckworth. Bryson Duckworth is going to be still short of the first down, Bill, but the tackle made by Jalen Marrable.
Yeah, Jalen Marrable, one of our traditions flooring impact players. As I tell you what, he has been all over the field this year. Brings up a fourth down situation for Drew, but looks like they might be going for it, Wes.
It looks like they are.
Fourth and about three or four.
Now you've got a timeout, and who's going to – wait a minute.
The officials do indicate a timeout. I'm not sure what the timeout is for. We'll stay right here. Does look like Drew is making a wholesale change on offense, like they're going to –
Attempt the punt. Yep, thank you there, Taylor. They had spotted the ball wrong, had spotted it inside the 40, and it should have been on the other side of the 40.
Now they are going to go for it with a fourth and about one.
Guys, they were saying his forward progress is up above the 40, and they backed it up, but I think that's the right call. He caught it on the 40 or just passed it.
All right, let's see. Fourth and one now for the Drew Titans.
Now there's a time, let's see, official timeout. Vikings will take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, 3:11 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. It'll be fourth and about, a foot and a half. Ball just across the Titans' 40-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. And Newman in the shotgun. We go to a five-man front. His backs are in front of him. He takes a snap. Keeps it on quarterback keeper. He has the first down as it gets out across the 45 up to the 46. Give him the 47.
Yes, Nate Brantley and Herschel Brookins in on the tackle. But they fake the handoff to number one, Marquise Terry. Tucked it back inside and right up the gut and picks up every bit that he needs for the first down and then some.
First and 10. Out of their 47. Again to Terry looking for a hole. Gets hit as it gets to the line of scrimmage and no more.
That's the proverbial host of Vikings in on that tackle. 2:50 in the clock running here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 21-0 as they've had their way offensively and has done very well defensively. But in this drive, the Drew Titans seem to have found a little bit of rhythm.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side, ball over near hash mark. Titans again. Give it to Terry, looking for a hole, gets hit in the backfield, gets back to the line of scrimmage. And no more. Tackled by Corbion White. It'll be third and eight. They say he's just at the 50. Just inside the 50. 2:11 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. Newman sends two tights to the far side. We're showing blitz off the corner, and they jump.
The referee throws the flag. False start against the Titans. That'll be a 5-yard mark off and sticks them behind the sticks now. It's third down and long.
Yep, their wide receiver on the near side jumped. So that'll back them up. That's going to be third and about 13 as they back it up to the 44-yard line. In the pistol. Nope, now he moves Terry. Now puts him back behind him, so he's in the pistol. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Five-man front. There we come after him. He tucks the ball, starts to run by one man, two. He's across the 45, turns it to 50, into Viking territory, down to the 48-yard line, but that's not going to be enough for a first down. Bills, in fact, going to be about 6 yards short.
Yeah, Alex Brown along with number 32, Brian Bell, in on the tackle for the Vikings.
Minute 33 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0, and the first time they get the ball into our territory, they have to punt. We send Alex Brown and Tyson Harris back deep. Brown to the far side, Harris to the press box side. We come after it, gets it away, high, high kick. Tyson Harris signals fair catch at the 20.
Yeah, that was a real high snap, and it was wobbly as it was coming back to the punter. He was lucky to get that one away. We didn't have the block go on, so he did have an extra couple, half a second or so, if you will. But the Vikings will have it first down and 10, looks like at the 20 or 21-yard line, with a minute 11 left here in the first quarter, leading 21-0.
And Dixon back in at quarterback. He brings Tyson Harris with him at one wing back. And he's going to be in the shotgun. He's going to keep Harris in the backfield with him. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Titans go to a four-man front. Dixon brings a man in motion. That's Jenkins. Gives it to Jenkins on the end around. He drops it. Ball's on the ground. I think we got it back at the 20, Bill.
Jenkins on that jet sweep comes around, doesn't look the ball into his arms. He's really looking around the corner. And that, you know, a wide receiver, he's trying to see what's ahead of him, and he just didn't watch it get into his hands. And luckily, the Vikings were able to get it back with only a 1 yard loss.
Second and 11. Inside 1 minute to go here in the first period. Dixon gives it to Harris. Delayed handoff. Harris will get a couple of positive yards as he gets up about to 23. That may have been the last play of the first quarter.
Clock under 24 seconds now. Don't have to snap it. And Vikings might be content to do just let this run out here in the quarter. 15 seconds.
Yep, they're holding me. This will be the end of the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. We will take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back
after this.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We go to the second quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. It'll be third and a long seven. The ball out at our 23-yard line. Austin Dixon, quarterback, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings now going from right to left on your radio dial. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. Titans in a four-man front. Fake handoff. Dixon rolls this way. Look, throws that. Oh, throws the ball out. And as he throws it, it was knocked away by a Titan, Jordan Bennett. And that'll be fourth down. And for the first time tonight, our Vikings will punt.
Yeah, I tell you, I was starting to get a little worried about John Belcher. The only time he was out there for extra points to hold, now he's got to do a little work on the punt team.
And it's Anderson in as a long snapper. They send number one, that's Marcus Terry, back deep to receive. 11:54 to go in the half. Vikings leading 21-0. John standing at our 10. Terry standing at the Titan 34, and there's a flag.
Where'd the flag come from?
Came from the far side.
The side judge.
Illegal procedure, going to back us up 5 yards.
Now that's actually, is he a linesman on that side over there?
Yep, that's the linesman.
Because the back judge is back here.
Yep, side judge.
Or side judge, I mean, side judge is back here.
Your line judge is here.
One day I'm going to learn what these officials do.
There's a snap. Belcher steps into it. Nice, nice kick. Terry signals fair catch. Drops the ball and we fall on it.
He muffed it. The Vikings recover.
Terry signals fair catch. Started drifting to his left. As the ball come down, something happened.
Kedrick Clemens comes up with it. Clemens recovers it on the muff, and the Vikings will take over first down and 10. So that'll flip the side of the field.
That it will in a hurry. Vikings take over, like I say, first and 10 at the Titan 37.5-yard line, and Patterson in at quarterback.
Holding true to form, we go Dixon, Patterson, Patterson, Dixon.
Patterson in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. He keeps it. He rolls left. Look, there it comes. Throws out. Oh, the number
nine. That's Gabe Neighbors.
The Neighbors in and out of his hands. It was kind of low.
Yeah, a little bit of a low throw. The defensive line on that is almost like a screen. They're really letting those guys get back there. And we've had one knocked away as Austin Dixon had one knocked away and batted down. That one was very close as well.
Stops the clock with 11:37 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 21-0. Patterson gives it to Harris. No, he keeps it on the quarterback keeper around the left side. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20. They've got him by the ankles and pulls him down at the 15. That was a designed run by LaXavier Patterson all the way. Tackled by Kahari Richards.
Kahari Richards is somebody I thought would make an impact for the Drew High Titans because he was going to have to come up and play that run, and that's exactly what he had to do.
11:28 to go in the half. Vikings leading 21-0. Patterson calls an audible, sends two to the far side, single receiver near side. Harrison just to his left in the backfield. Takes a snap. Again, a quarterback keeper there looking for it this time. Gets by one man, two, spins inside the 10. What a great move by LaXavier Patterson.
Yeah, picks up 5 yards on the run, but he's down kind of stomping his feet like he took a shot right there on the arm or the hand. Let's get down to Marty. Marty, where are you at there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it happened right in front of me. It looks like he's grabbing his right arm, guys. He took a pretty good shot there. I don't know if it's his shoulder or if it's lower down. He's grabbing the bicep area, but he took a good shot on that right shoulder. It was a great move that he made. He made the spin move, but unfortunately, once he turned, he was right there, kind of vulnerable and got hit pretty good, and that shoulder was open and exposed. So that's what he's grabbing. Hopefully, he'll be okay.
Hey, Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply sideline update. Let's take a nope.
No, no, he's getting up. He's shaking that off a little bit, but he'll come off right now. That's good to see that him come up. It looked like he was maybe holding that hand down around the wrist. And we'll get Marty to give us a little more information on that. You can tell the competitor in him, he really wanted to get back in there, didn't he, Marty?
Absolutely, guys. He got up and tried to get back out on the field. And they said, no, you got to come out. But he's shaking it out. It does appear to be that right shoulder, but he's up moving around and trying to say he's okay.
It'll be second and 5 from the 10-yard line. And Austin Dixon in at quarterback. He's got Harris at tailback. with exactly 11 minutes to go in the half, leading 21 to nothing. Two receivers near side. Titans in a four-man front, three linebackers, showing man coverage. Dixon gives it to Harris. Behind those Sons of Thunder, and he'll get to the nine, and that's all he will get as he's wrapped up by Cofield, a 5'9", 255-pound senior. And so it will be third and four.
Wes, I'm watching the offensive line right now, and we were a little heavy left on that particular last play, and we were leaving a big gap between the guard and the center on the right side. Still, you look at it now, there's a big gap there on that between the center and right guard.
It is Dixon. Gives it to Copeland around the right side. Dez off to the corner. Jukes one man, two. Tippy toes into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Third touchdown of the night for number 33, Dez Copeland. Yeah, my eyes are going to go blind seeing him. What a great run by Dez Copeland as he just marches in. He was looking like he was going to run to the corner, cut back inside, and just really goes in almost untouched into the end zone.
Anderson up over the ball. Belcher looking to the sideline. And they bring the gate over. Here comes Nick Hart in to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good with 10:14 to go in the half. Vikings 28. Titans nothing. Back after the 60-second break. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Nick Hart sets the kickoff. Ball on the near hash mark. Titans back deep. Puts his foot into it. Nice high kick. Sloan takes it at the two. He's across the five, the ten. And he will get absolutely nowhere as number seven, Jalen Maribel, wrapped him up. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Vikings. Ran five plays, 37 yards, 1 minute and 23 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 9-yard touchdown run by number 33, Dez Copeland. His third of the night. Vikings lead 28 to nothing with 10 minutes left to go in the first half.
Thank you for that, Paige. Heating and air drive update. Here come the Titans. Ball on their 11-yard line. Trailing 28 to nothing. 10:07 to go here in the half. They send two receivers far side. Now put them in over in the slot, so they've actually got trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Newman in the shotgun. We show him blitz off the corner. They keeps it on quarterback keeper. He ran right into Brian Bell. And Bell said, "Let me check your helmet for you," as it popped off his head.
Yeah, so that's Joseph Newman's hat comes off. He's got to go out. Number 18 is their backup quarterback, Gary Tyner, that I saw warming up. He's just a freshman if that's the guy that comes in.
And
they may do a wildcat kind of look. It looks like they're going to take a timeout. Drew, with it, we'll take it with them. With 10 minutes left here in the half, we'll be right back after this 30-second break.
Back in the Commercial Banking Company press box. 10 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. It'll be second and about seven. The ball at the 14-yard line. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. Terry at the quarterback spot. It goes right to him on a wildcat. Oh, he's got some open field. Down the middle of the field he goes. He's being chased by the Vikings.
Fumble.
And we fall on it. Terry busted it.
We lost it, though. The fumble. Depending on where they mark it, did they mark it down or did they recover?
They recovered. They did recover. Terry, at the 14, took it right up the middle on a wildcat, trying to outrun three Vikings. The ball was stripped about the 45. And finally, I thought we recovered it at the 34, but they say nope.
It squirted out from under. It looked like Kedrick Clemens, and it squirted out from underneath him. And the Titans able to recover.
Titans may have found them something right there. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. Vikings, five-man front.
20th.
Again, on the Wildcat. And that would be McClendon, the quarterback as he carries the ball, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yeah, Corbion White, number 30 there for the Vikings, makes a great tackle, just drags him back across the line of scrimmage. But they are going with, now number 7 comes back in, but they are going with different running backs in that Wildcat formation.
Newman comes back in, puts Terry right behind him. Vikings in a five-man front. They lost a yard. It'll be 2nd and 11. Again to Terry. Terry looking to get behind that big offensive line of his, and he'll pick up 3 yards. And it will be 3rd and 7 from the 32-yard line, Bill. 9:04 to go first. 9:04 to go in the first half, leading 28-0. And on the tackle was Malik Austin.
Yeah, in there also was Brian Bell, dragging him back across the line. So gang tackling very well by the Vikings tonight.
Four-man front, Jordan blitz off the corner. Newman drops back there. We come after him. Gets by one man, two. Throws the ball downfield, intended for number 17. Incomplete. Great coverage back there by number 7, Jalen Marable.
Yeah, we had got through the line. It was number 30 that Corbion White almost, he had his hands on him, just couldn't get him to come down. Yeah, there was a hold on the left side. Looks like they were holding him, but no call there. And that should bring up here 4th down.
Should be, and they're going for it.
Well, on that side of the field, they are down 28 points. I agree with it.
Ball at their own, at our 32. Newman puts a back on either side of him. Now he puts a man in motion towards us. That's Sloan. Drops back, looks, throws right to Terry across the middle. Terry turns. He will not get the first down as he gets down around the 28-yard line, but that's where we'll take over, Bill, with 8:32 to go in the half.
Again, good tackling by the Vikings as they are really having to battle now the left side of the offensive line for the Drew High Titans. From our vantage point, it looks like they're getting hands outside the body a little bit. No calls yet on a hold, but they are very close to being called for a hold.
Vikings now coming in as Austin will come back out at quarterback. Copeland at wingback. He'll be in the shotgun as he has two receivers far side. Jenkins, wide receiver, near side. Titans in a four-man front. Austin barking out signals. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland turns the corner. Cuts that field. He's across the 30. Still on his feet as he gets to the 35, up to the 36-yard line.
Great balance by Copeland, I tell you, because they had taken his feet out from under him, but he was still able to pick up another couple, 2 or 3 yards. Copeland, that almost puts him over 100 yards. That's pretty close.
2nd and a long 3 as the ball is just across our own 35-yard line.
Makes him 98 yards on the night so far.
8:03 to go here in the half. Look here. We've got 5 receivers near side. There's a flag, and what do they call it? Illegal procedure for what? Marty, see if you can find out for us, buddy.
Yeah, that was, go ahead.
Yes, we weren't set out here. We had 5 guys come out. We broke the huddle and quickly ran to the line of scrimmage, and all 5 receivers came out outside. Xavier Jenkins just never got set, so it was illegal motion there because we weren't set all for a second.
All righty. That was a strange. We have not seen that play. That would have been interesting because it was going to be like a 4-man screen to Tyson Harris with 4 guys out in front of him. That'll back it up now back to the 30-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 8 from there. Dixon in the shotgun. Ball on the far hash mark. Twins left, twins right. Keeps Harris in the backfield with him. 4-man front by the Titans. Play action. Throws across the middle. Incomplete. Stops the clock with 7:45 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 28-0.
Pass intended for number 24, Jock Alexander. Again, we've got to watch those lanes. Austin Dixon that time threw that ball, and from our vantage point, it looked like he had defenses coming in through the lane there, and he had to throw it low and away. Jock Alexander had no chance of getting that.
3rd and 8, 7:45 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 28-0. Ball back at our 30-yard line on the far hash mark. Vikings right to the left on your radio dial. Dixon with the snap. Play action. Drops straight back. Looks. Steps up in the pocket. Tucks the ball. Starts to run. Gets hit. Throws it over to Harris. Harris by one man, two. Slips by another one. Gets a block on the corner. That's Jenkins down the sidelines. He goes. Cut back across the middle of the field. Harris. Folks, you'd have to see it to believe it. Dixon starts to run. Gets wrapped up. Lobs the ball ahead to Harris. Harris slips by 3 men. Gets a block on the corner out there by Jenkins for a 31-yard pass play and a first down all the way down to the Titans 39-yard line. That is a Napa first down. When you think Art of Parts, think Napa. Here we come, that five receiver set. Throw out to Harris. Harris by one man gets hit in the backfield, and we'll lose a bunch of yards. We'll lose about 7 yards on that.
From the mark, even eight almost. I tell you, they Drew was ready for it that time. We went exactly what we tried to do the play before. Went to the back receiver, which was Tyson, and they cut through right to him, and no gain at all.
Second and 18. Copeland in the backfield. Ball on the near hash mark. We bring Hobbs in motion towards us. Give it to Copeland right up the middle. Juke by one man. Two. Look out on his feet. By one man. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20. Des Copeland just said, I'm turning the after jet zone. You catch me. And they ran him out of bounds at the 19-yard line.
We'll get that's going to put Des over 100 yards tonight. Austin Dixon's 4 of 6 in the air.
And that's a 28-yard run by Des Copeland. 6:44 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. Dixon, ball on the near hash mark. In the shotgun, looks at a four-man front. Drops back, throws out. Oh, he was intended for Gabe Neighbors. Gabe never even turned around. There was a timing play. Gabe didn't look back in time. That'll stop the clock with 6:40 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing.
Yeah, that's 126 yards on the ground for Copeland. 9 carries. That's 14-yard average, Wes.
Regal in as a receiver. Copeland just to the left of Austin Dixon. Again, looks at a four-man front by the Titans. Trips receivers to the far side. Looks, throws to Jenkins through his hands. It was intended for him right around the 10-yard line and went right through Jenkins' fingers.
Yeah, that throw was right on the line. Maybe a little bit of air. Jenkins, 6'3", 6'4", but he's young. He's just a sophomore. He'll learn to get up and get up and reach that at its highest point. That's going to make him a tremendous receiver when he learns to do that.
It'll be 3rd and 10 now. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon gives the play to his offensive line. Walks back, says something to Copeland, who's standing just to his left. Brings a man in motion toward the press box. He gives it to Hobbs around the left side. Hobbs was run out of bounds about the 11-yard line, and there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, he's going to be about a yard short of the first down, but we'll see what the flag is.
We're going to have a late hit out of bounds. And what would have been 4th and about 2 will now be 1st and gold.
Hobbs comes around on a wide receiver sweep. Makes a nice handoff, comes around the corner, and it was a personal foul against Drew. Half the distance to the goal, and that'll be a 1st down for the Vikings.
Down around the 5-yard line with 6:32 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. They set it down at the 5.5-yard line. Austin Dixon at quarterback. Waits for the referee's whistle. There it is. The umpire standing over the ball now moves out of the way. There's a snap.
Keeper.
And he keeps it. Quarterback keeper into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
Austin Dixon has come in now and coming in for a slightly injured LaXavier Patterson and taking the team on his shoulders and saying, this is what we're going to do, guys. He had marched them down the field. He's looked well in the pocket, good poise, and what a great run that time by Austin Dixon.
Little 5-yard run into the end zone. We go for 2. Harris around the outside into the end zone for a 2-point conversion. 6:27 to go in the half. Vikings leading 35-0. 36-0 back after this. Back in the Commercial Banking Company press box, we've got a new kicker in. Looks like Will Solomon. Will steps into it. High end over end kick. Nope, touchback.
Drove him that yard back in there. Sloan, number 2 for them, was really excited.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Vikings went 9 plays, 72 yards, 5 minutes and 33 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 6-yard touchdown run by number 2, Austin Dixon. Vikings do lead 36-0 with 6 minutes and 26 seconds left to go in the first half.
And the Titans will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field going from left to right on the radio dial. I want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
Yeah, I do also want to remind everybody, stay with us at halftime. You're going to have a guest.
As always.
Trey Jackson?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You've got Trey. I've got somebody else.
Busy.
There's a snap. Gives it to Terry around the left side. Runs right into a bunch of Vikings. He'll get up to about the 21, and that's all tackled in there by Gabe Neighbors. Be second and 9. Vikings in a 5-man front. Titans sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Newman with two backs in the backfield. Takes a snap, looks, throws out in the flats, overthrows. Looks like number 9, Vaughn, stops the clock with 5:56 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 36-0.
I had heard at one time that Drew was going to bring their marching band, but they did not. So it'll be to the Lounge Georgia Bridgemen at halftime.
4-man front for the Vikings. Now we're showing blitz off the corner. Newman for Drew sees it, calls out an audible. There we come anyway. Takes the ball, starts to run, gets hit. And there's a flag. It looks like there might be a hold, but we've got an injured player. An injured Viking down on the field, too.
Yeah, Malik Austin was there in on the tackle. The injured player down is 53, Michael Wright. Doesn't look to be too terrible bad. He's trying to get himself up, but Coach Piplo and his training staff out there.
We had a hold against Drew. It's going to be declined. That's going to make it. Still third and 9.
Fourth
and 9.
Took the play. So 4th and 9, and Sara will come in to punt.
And we send Tyson Harris and Alex Brown back deep to receive. 9 men up on the line for our Vikings. High, high snap. He still gets it away. Harris, ball hits across the 45, 46, 47, 48, and they down it at their own 49-yard line. That's where the Vikings will take over. 1st and 10 with 5:39 to go in the half.
We've not really pursued a punt block tonight. The Vikings would have had ample opportunities because some of the snaps back to the punter, but we've really not done that. We've set up the return. We've had the two returners back, so just not gone after them tonight.
Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Dixon in at quarterback. Ever since Xavier Patterson took a hit on his shoulder, nothing serious, but.
Yeah, we'll get an update maybe from Marty at halftime on that.
Copeland in the backfield looking at a 4-man tight in front. They give no play action. Throws it out to Jenkins. Jenkins, a little comeback screen. He's across the 45 to 30. The ball comes out. And Titans recover it at the 26-yard line.
The one knock on Jenkins right now is the hands. I mean, he fumbled on the sweep the first time. Had a great catch and explosive speed. Did you see the catch? And then he exploded through there. But he's going to be walking around school with a football.
You know what Coach is going to do? Put some glue on those fingers. Titans will take over 1st and 10 from their own 27. 5:29 to go in the half. Ball going from left to right on the radio dial.
You made that sound like we were going to do something illegal and put glue on his hands.
No,
he's just going to have to carry that football around for a week.
And he'll put glue on it to keep from losing it, because if somebody gets it, gives it to Coach, he's in trouble. 4-man front. Again to Terry. Terry runs right into the line of scrimmage. Brian Bell in on the tackle. He'll get a couple of yards up to the 29. It'll be 2nd and 8 from there. Clock continues to wind down as we head toward the half. 5:15 to go here at Martin Stadium. Newman in the shotgun where he's been all night. 2 receivers far side, 2 near side. 5-man front. Looking, throws way downfield, and picked off by Alex Brown. At the 35, he's back to the 40, the 45, the 50, to our side, at the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. They run him out of bounds at the 15-yard line.
Great catch and return by Alex Brown. But one thing I'm going to talk about that you're not going to see on
number
the
72, do it, Bill.
72 lost his helmet. Dakota Ware. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He went back, picked up his helmet, everything going on around him. He did not participate in the play. Had he done, it would have been illegal participation and a 15-yard penalty. But knows the rules, did exactly what he was supposed to do, and picked his helmet up, comes off to the sideline.
Absolutely.
46 yards on the interception return.
It'll be first and 10 Vikings at the Titan 18-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon gives it to Harris around the right side, cuts back behind that line, across the 15 down to about the 14. And it'll be first and 10 Vikings about the 12-yard line. 4:22 and counting. Dixon with Harris to his right. Twins to the far side. Takes a snap. Gets it to Harris right up the middle. There goes Tyson. He'll get all the way down to the 5-yard line. Bill, he'll have a first down. It'll be first and goal Vikings from the 5.
Good power running this time, these last two carries by Tyson Harris as he is just driving it down the field. The clock will start again on the whistle with 3:56 left here in the half. Vikings leading 36-0 over the Titans of Drew High School.
They sent two receivers far side. Again, a single receiver near side. He puts Harris to his right, going from right to left on your radio dial. Getting to give it to Harris. Harris will get to the corner. Behind one blocker into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
Tyson Harris, again, has open room to the corner. Makes the cut inside. Goes untouched into the end zone. And another touchdown for the Vikings as they go up 42-0 awaiting the extra point.
3:42 to go here in the half. My halftime guest, Chairman of the Board of Education, Fred Weatherington.
There you go.
Who is in the last few months of his service to the school board. Will step down, did not run for re-election, and will step down in January. Want to have a chance to talk to Mr. Weatherington and his 10 years of service. Solomon on to attempt the extra point.
Solomon's in to attempt the extra point.
There's the ball. Kicks up. And it's good. 3:42 to go here in the half. Vikings 43. Titans nothing. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. It's Solomon set to kick off. Vikings leading 43-0. Back deep is Terry and Sloan.
Did do some good work.
Who does good work?
I said you did good work.
Oh, thank you. Nice high kick. We'll go about 5 yards back deep of the end zone. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Vikings. Only took 3 plays. Ran 18 yards, 1 minute and 3 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 5-yard touchdown run by number 4, Tyson Harris. Vikings lead 43-0 with 3 minutes and 42 seconds left to go in the first half of play.
All right, 3:42 left here in the first half. Vikings leading 43-0, and the Drew Titans back out on the field.
Something y'all will want to talk about at halftime when you come back, Bill, is will they go to a running clock in the third quarter? Because you can't. It's up to the opposing coach now.
Yeah.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Vikings in that 5-man front. Newman and the shotgun.
Number 12 is the running back.
That's Bolden. They slide Sloan out as the wide receiver.
And
they're
got a flag.
And we've got delay of game.
Delay of game.
Guys, give you a couple updates. We've got some changes on defense. Tyson Harris was in the last series of safety. He's back in there. Dev Copeland's in at safety. Xavier Jenkins and Jock Alexander are now the corners. And Luther Washington is checked in at linebacker. Also, Michael Wright, they stretched out his knee a little bit, and he's up walking around. Looks like he's okay.
Hey, Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. They give it to the tailback, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Might have been behind the line of scrimmage, Bill.
Yeah, Corvion White for a tackle for loss.
3:32 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 43-0.
Clock running almost under 3 minutes now.
Noonan in the shotgun, standing about the five. Dots back. Look, pump fake, throws out in the flash. We got two Vikings just converge on him. By one man, two still on his feet. It's Sloan as he has a first down all the way out to the 35-yard line. We converged two bullets, and how Sloan got by him, I don't know, but when he did, he was off to the races.
Yeah, and it was Desmond Copeland from the cornerback position that finally made the tackle to get him down. Otherwise, he had green grass in front of him. A 23-yard run by Sloan.
Newman, again, play action, drops back, looks, he gets hit, and he goes down immediately. And that's number
30, Corvion White for a sack. He is an impact player. Tonight, that may be his third or fourth sack on the season. We'll get some updated numbers on that.
I think it's our first sack on the night, too, isn't it?
But Corvion's got two of his own, I think, so far this season.
It'll be second and about 16. 2:30 to go here in the half. Newman, again, gives it to Terry at the tailback. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
And that's
maybe give him a yard. It'll be third, Bill, and about 15.
Number 8, Luther Washington, who's out there playing linebacker, comes in and makes the leads on the tackle.
We head toward the 2-minute mark here in the first half. Vikings leading 43-0. Newman across the middle. Catch made by one man. Two still on his feet. Gets hit from behind. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. That's Sloan on the catch.
It looks like Neighbors on the tackle. That'll bring up 4th and 10 now for the Drew Titans.
And they will punt as we send back Tyson Harris and Alex Brown back deep. And Sarr in to kick four to punt for the Drew Titans.
Again, the Vikings in a punt return set.
There's a kick. Driving kick. Drives Harris. Ball bounces. Hits it to 30. Rolls down to about the 24. Tyson Harris just says, I'll just leave it alone and get out of the way. Smart thing to do, especially when he's seeing who was in on coverage. A minute 11 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 43-0.
Yeah, stay with us. We'll have the Traditions Flooring Coach's halftime interview as he heads into the locker room with his team. Marty will get that for us. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And as Wes said, he's going to have exiting board member Fred Weatherington. That'll be interesting.
10 years of service. Dixon under center. And flag whistle blows.
Timeout. Titans will take a 30-second break with them. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. A minute 11 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 43-0. The Viking football, 1st and 10 from our own 27-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. 73 yards away from another score, and you know they may try it. Then again, they may not. Dixon goes under center. Looks at that five-man tight in front. Puts Harris in motion, and he gives it to the fullback right up the middle.
Yeah, that's Louis Regal. Tackled there by number 45. That is Mario Beatty for Drew.
And give him 2 yards on the carry. 2nd and 8. We're inside 1 minute. And we're just getting signals in. Let's see what Dixon does. Takes the snap. Again, gives it to Harris as a reverse. Ball comes out. We could recover it.
Yeah, Copeland got it. Got hit as he was going down. Austin Dixon very alertly comes around the outside, falls on it. We maintain possession as the clock now ticks under 22 seconds. I don't know if we'll even snap it here.
I'm not sure we will either.
Baby B content to go into halftime here with 15, with leading 43 to nothing. I don't know. Dixon's getting under center quickly. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Takes the snap.
Gives it to Copeland around the left side. Turns, squares up. Gets run out of bounds at the 44-yard line. But they say that the horn had sounded. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach McPherson.
Coach, you said before the game you thought you'd learn something about your team tonight. What have you learned so far?
And they're playing hard, boy, I tell you. They're really getting after it. I'm proud of them.
Coach, you also said you wanted to come in and be more physical tonight. You think your team's done that, obviously. They kind of controlled the line of scrimmage and played very physical.
I think so. They're still playing, you know, they're having fun out there. They're playing hard. And that's what we challenge them to do.
Coach, thanks. Good luck in the second half.
There you go. That is the Traditions Flooring Coaches halftime interview with head coach Randy McPherson. Vikings lead 43-0 over the Titans of Drew High School. We're going to take a 5-minute break. When we come back, Wes will have Board of Director Fred Weatherington on the air with us. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break. Vikings lead 43-0 at halftime.
And it's halftime. Our Vikings lead 43-0. And with me, something we used to do several years ago, kind of got away from it, going back to it, after the superintendent and after the principal, we'll go through the Board of Education members, starting with the chairman of the board, and with me, a man who has served many, many years, Mr. Fred Weatherington. How you doing, Mr. Fred?
I'm doing good. We're having a good night. This is it's been fun.
Even with a 43-0, that's fun.
I tell you what, I like military appreciation night, Wes. You know, I'm an old veteran. I was a Persian Gulf veteran, so I have a real affinity for the folks who've served, and I think we all do, especially this younger generation that's been through this war on terror. So I really appreciate this military appreciation night we've had tonight.
Well, that's some of the things that the board does, and just a way to serve the community.
That's right. That's right. Listen, it's been these last 10 years has been some of the best times of my life. I've really enjoyed serving on the Lowndes County School Board. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But I'm also one of them that thinks new blood's good for any organization from time to time. And in fact, I'd like to get involved with some more veteran affairs. I'm involved with American Legion Post there in Hayhire. And I'm going to shift some of my energy. But I'm always going to be a Lowndes Viking. And I hope there's some things that I plan on still being involved with the schools. And I can do some things as a citizen that I can't do actually as a board member, to tell you the truth. You know, I have to watch my P's and Q's real good being chairman of the board. I can sort of be more Fred, just straight old Fred. You know, that'll work out for me probably better.
Well, Mr. Fred, what made you want to actually get in on the Board of Education to start with 10 years ago?
Well, that's a good question, Wes. I want to tell you that I'm the oldest of five. My mom and dad, real big about education. They were real, they pushed us really hard, all five of us. And Lowndes County Schools did right by us. I'll be honest with you. I graduated from West Point. My brother Lee graduated from Duke. My sister Tina from Emory, and Tisha from Georgia, and Tika from Valdosta State. You know, it's just we've all done real well. And I decided years ago when I got back home from the Army that I'd like to give back, and that's one of the ways I thought I could give back, maybe by willing to serve. Plus, I had three young kids at the time. Of course, they've got one already in college, one's about to go to starting college, so all that's changed. But it's been fun. I've gotten to get to know so many kids and families. I knew a lot around Hayhire, but I've gotten to know so many more families and kids, and that's been a lot of fun.
Well, Mr. Fred, when you've got a business like you've got, and most of the guys on the Board of Education have their own business or is involved in a major business, how do you juggle all that to be able to keep the business going, that side of it, because you've got to make a living, because you're not going to make a living as a board member?
Well, I can say this, and I hopefully, of course, folks who know me probably, I hope, would believe me, even when I was on the board. But now, since I'll be going off here in a few months, I hope everybody will take it real serious. You ought to pat your board members on the back, because to do a good job on the board, which I think our board members do, it takes a lot of, you know, it takes a lot of hours out of your week, and I know my wife Teresa has been very supportive. I can tell you the other wives, you know, very supportive. We have all males right now on the school board, and so that's why I say that. But it's you know, I think it takes 10, 15, 20 hours a week, if you really want to try to participate in a lot of our school events. And, of course, there's answering phone calls and emails and all kinds of stuff. So there's, these school board members, I can say as an exiting member, you know, please support your board members, and because it's a tough job. Yeah, I think you know it's $50 a month. Now, I promise you, nobody, $50 a meeting, nobody's doing it for the pay. You know, they're doing it because they want to do it. They're trying to make a difference. So just remember that when you get aggravated with them. We're not always perfect. I can tell you that. I can sit back and tell you nobody is. But we've done, I feel real good about the last 10 years overall. I think, boy, the school system, I think, is we've gone to another level, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, Mr. Fred, looking back over the last 10 years, what are some of the things that you're the most proud of that the Board of Education was able to accomplish?
Well, I'll tell you, you look at our scores, you know, it's a shame. I'm one of those that don't say it's not all about the kids' test scores. So let me just start out. But let me just say that. That's how a lot of school districts get judged, you know, at the region, state, federal level. And our test scores have gone up. If you look at it, they've gone up every year. We have really worked at trying to focus on your weaknesses, you know, protect your strengths and work on your weaknesses. And I think, you know, where folks really know us as a football power and maybe our big band that's out here about our big high school band. But I'll tell you, I know over the last 10 years, folks know us around the state as being a very good school system academically. You know, we have a lot of opportunities in the vocational area, you know, with our career pathways. There's over 20 different career pathways that we offer right over here at the high school. And that's, that's real world stuff. I mean, we do a lot of good stuff and that this community should be proud of. And I think they are proud of. I'm proud of, you know, we've done a lot with AP. You know, we've done a lot with vocational areas. It's hard to sort of narrow it down to one or two things because I'm real proud. I think anybody who wants to put in the effort, any kid that wants to put in the effort, can get a really good education in Lowndes County.
Is there anything over the last 10 years you wanted to see accomplished that didn't get done?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I ran 10 years ago, I wish I was one of those that said, and it is in the planning, but I wish if the economy hadn't fell off the edge of the world here, you know, and hit that recession, I wish we were a little further along about talking about what do we do after about another high school. One day we're going to have to tackle that, and I think it probably would have been tackled a little sooner, but now, you know, with the economy being the way it is the last several years, that's been put off for another at least several years, trying to make that decision about exactly how do we go about that footprint. We've got the land actually over there at the Pine Grove Middle School for the elementary school's already been built, the middle school's been built, and there's room there for a second high school. So one day, you know, that's going to be something that we have to do. But that's an expensive project, and we need to, that's going to have to be planned for way in advance, and that's a big deal. And it'll probably start out as a small school. That's something the board will have to fine-tune, but that, you know, start out as a very small school and then build that school over time, you know, to a bigger high school.
Well, something I can say as a taxpayer of Lowndes County, I appreciate the efforts the board has made to keep the millage rates down and keep the taxes down and to work hard. And you've got a huge, huge budget you have to watch. And, I mean, you've got a lot of people depend upon you folks week in and week out, year in and year out, and that's an awesome responsibility.
Well, hey, and it wouldn't happen without the great staff. You know, these kids wouldn't be taught. All this stuff I'm bragging about wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the teachers and staff we have in this system. And that they're the soldiers that really make it happen in this outfit. I can promise you that.
Well, do you have any words of advice for the person coming in to take your place?
Yeah, Eric Johnson has got won the seat there from the Hayhire area out there, and he's a good guy. He's a smart guy. He's young, and if he'll just keep in mind whatever the decisions he's making is affecting his own children. He's got two small children in elementary school. I always thought that was the best advice. You know, just realize the decisions you're making, what you're trying to do is help, you know, is affecting your own kids. I had three. Now I have two left. There'll be one this coming year left. But, I mean, I that'll keep it real for you. I promise you. I think that's pretty good advice.
Well, Mr. Fred, on behalf of the Viking Voice, Bill Osborne, and the whole crew, we thank you for your service and what you've done.
Thank you,
Ed. And your support of the Viking Voice.
I'm not going anywhere. I promise you. I'll be right here.
Good, because we'll have you back up here talking to you again.
All right. We'll do it.
We got to take a minute break, a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have all your stats, all your updates. We've even got Trey Jackson up here in the press box with us. Vikings are leading 43-0 here at halftime. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.